Audiologists will be pleased to have the music turned down. This week, the National Institutes of Health said more study is needed to know whether listening to music through those ubiquitous earbuds on MP3 players is doing lasting damage to the nation's ears. NPR's Ben Bergman went down into Washington's subway system, that's the Metro, to get a first-hand impression.
We found some commuters who say they listen to their iPod every waking hour of the day, much longer than was common with Walkmans and Discmans, and with earbuds projecting directly into the ear canal.
It's a recipe for disaster in one sense, because the loudness and the duration that's possible is very potentially harmful to hearing.
Brenda Longsbury-Martin directs research at the American Speech Language Hearing Association. She said this week at a panel in Washington that she's seen more signs of hearing loss in young people.
Muffled hearing, the reduced sensitivity, meaning you have to turn the volume up to hear it, and distorted hearing.
How much can be blamed on MP3 players and earbuds? Researchers at the NIH want to learn more, but for now they recommend listening for no more than an hour a day and turning down the volume. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Washington.